My dear students and parishioners, today is the feast day of Saint Anthony the Abbot. Now, this is not the Saint Anthony that we think of, Saint Anthony of Padua, but rather another saint by the same name who lived even longer ago. He lived in the 300s, about 1800 years ago. And he is called the Abbot. In fact, he's the first abbot because disciples, men who wanted to imitate him and learn how to live a holy life, joined him, and he formed them in a community, and he was their superior. And he first went out in Egypt into the desert to live a holy life because he heard read in the gospel at Mass the words of our Lord, "If you will be perfect, sell what you have and give to the poor, and come follow me." So that's exactly what he did. He sold everything he had and gave the money to the poor, and then he went out in the desert. Now, you can imagine that someone who is trying to live a holy life, the devil's not just going to quit and say, "Oh, well, he's living a holy life, so I guess there's nothing I can do." No, the devil is not happy. And so he's going to tempt that person to stop living a holy life. And that's exactly what he did to Saint Anthony the Abbot. He tempted him a lot. And all of those who write about his life mention this, that he had many, many temptations to go back into the world, to give up his holy life. And he overcame all of those temptations. He overcame them by prayer and by fasting and not listening to the words of the devil. Now, we all have temptations. Every day, the devil whispers into our ear, puts thoughts in our mind to be disobedient, to not do your daily duty, maybe to take something that's not yours, or to tell a lie, or to do anything that's wrong, that's against the commandments, that's displeasing to Almighty God. The devil's always tempting us. And we have to reject those temptations of the devil right away. We have to reject them by turning to Jesus and Mary, saying, "Jesus and Mary, help me to conquer temptation," or some prayer like that. Call upon the holy names of Jesus and Mary, and don't listen to the suggestions of the devil. So temptation is something we can't avoid. We all have temptations, but we can overcome them. And that's how we prove our love, our loyalty to our Lord, by rejecting the temptations of the devil and doing what Jesus wants us to do. So let's imitate Saint Anthony and really all of the saints in that, and not listen to the devil's temptations, but reject them immediately, especially with the help of prayer. Saint Anthony, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.